This is program number LW2601. You like mysteries? Who doesn't? Mysteries are intriguing. Just ask Agatha Christie. Of course, her famous mysteries are fiction. They're not true, but there are some mysteries in the world that are real, and they're still unsolved. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you a few of them today. An archaeologist named James Mellart was sitting on a train one day traveling in the country of Turkey, and he noticed a bracelet on the arm of a little dark-haired girl sitting in front of him. The bracelet caught his eye. He believed it was ancient. He asked her about it, and the little girl told him that it was a part of a collection her parents had at her home. Now, this was back in 1958. He asked the little girl if he could go home with her and examine the other pieces, and she said yes. And what he found there staggered his imagination. He made sketches, copying their intricate designs, taking rubbings off their hieroglyphs, noting every detail. He worked for days. He believed that he was examining pieces of jewelry that were 4,500 years old. The little girl's family said they had found them during the First World War. Well, late one night, he finished his work and left. And the mystery is, that was the last time he ever saw the little girl, her family, or the treasure. When he went back later on, he couldn't find anything. Neither could the police, nor investigators from the British Institute of Archaeology. What happened? It's an unsolved mystery. Here's another one. During the 60th year of Louis XIV's reign in 1702, a mysterious man died in the Bastille. He had spent 34 years in prison, and his face had been concealed all that time, hidden behind a velvet mask. There was a letter written by a French princess to a friend at the English court that tells of this prisoner. According to history, here's what her letter said. For many years, a man has lived masked in the Bastille, and masked he has died. Two musketeers, she writes, were always at his side to kill him if he unmasked. She says, no one has ever been able to find out who he was. Who was he? It's another unsolved mystery. Believe it or not, somewhere in the mountains of Arizona, there is reputed to be a gold mine so rich that if the walls were tapped with a hammer, they say nuggets of gold will come tumbling down. Maybe you've heard of the Dutchman's Mine. The mine is first mentioned in Spanish registers. A grant was made in 1748 by Ferdinand VI of Spain. During 1880 and 1881, the mine was twice found by accident. Two young soldiers came to town with their saddlebags full of gold, and when they left town, they didn't come back. A search party found them shot dead. Why? Where is that mine? Is it really as rich as they say it is? It's all an unsolved mystery. I wish I had time to tell you more of them. They're interesting. But what I wish is that I could solve them for you. I wish I could just open it up for you and lay it all out there and tell you what happened to that little girl and her jewelry. I wish I could tell you what happened to the man who was behind that velvet mask and why he had the mask on in the first place. I wish I could tell you more about that fabulous gold mine, but there are some mysteries that are just going to remain unsolved. It's fascinating, though. There is someone who knows all the details. God knows. And it's God who's even given us His mystery. At least that's what the Bible calls it. The Bible says that God's mystery is the mystery of the gospel. Yet the Bible says that God has opened it all up and has laid it all out there. He has solved His mystery. And wow, what a story it is. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? It's a most fascinating story. I'd love to send it to you. It's free. What is the Gospel? Let me send it to you. I think you'll enjoy it. What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.